Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 4. Names. The word thing, which conveys the idea of a thing without any idea of an adjunct, represents any single thing. Any other word or phrase which conveys the idea of a thing with the idea of an adjunct represents anything which possesses that adjunct. That is, it represents any member of the class to which that adjunct is peculiar. Such a word or phrase is called a name, and if there be an existing thing which it represents, it is said to be a name of that thing. For example, the words thing, treasure, town, and the phrases valuable thing, material artificial thing, consisting of houses and streets, town lit with gas, town paved with gold, old English book. Just as a class is said to be real or unreal according as there is or is not an existing thing in it, so also a name is said to be real or unreal according as there is or is not an existing thing represented by it. Thus, town lit with gas is a real name, town paved with gold is an unreal name. Every name is either a substantive only, or else a phrase consisting of a substantive and one or more adjectives, or phrases, used as adjectives. Every name except thing may usually be expressed in three different forms. A. The substantive thing and one or more adjectives, or phrases, used as adjectives, conveying the ideas of the attributes. B. A substantive conveying the idea of a thing with the ideas of some of the attributes, and one or more adjectives or phrases used as adjectives conveying the ideas of the other attributes. C. A substantive conveying the idea of a thing with the ideas of all the attributes. Thus, the phrase, material living thing, belonging to the animal kingdom, having two hands and two feet, is a name expressed in form A. If we choose to roll up together the substantive thing and the adjectives, material, living, belonging to the animal kingdom, so as to make the new substantive animal, we get the phrase, animal having two hands and two feet, which is a name representing the same thing as before, expressed in form B. And if we choose to roll up the whole phrase into one word, so as to make the new substantive man, we get a name still representing the very same thing expressed in form C. A name whose substantive is in the plural number may be used to represent either 1. Members of a class regarded as separate things, or 2. A whole class regarded as one single thing. Thus, when I say, some soldiers of the 10th Regiment are tall, or the soldiers of the 10th Regiment are brave, I am using the name soldiers of the 10th Regiment in the first sense, and it is just the same as if I were to point to each of them separately and to say, this soldier of the 10th Regiment is tall, that soldier of the 10th Regiment is tall, and so on. But when I say the soldiers of the 10th Regiment are formed in square, I am using the phrase in the second sense, and it is just the same as if I were to say the 10th Regiment is formed in square. The end of Chapter 4. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.